This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Ukraine and its Western allies are engaged in fast-track talks on the possibility of arming the invaded country with long-range missiles and military aircraft. AP correspondent Sarah Naffa reports.
Mykhailo Podolyak, an advisor to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, said Ukraine's supporters in the West understand how the war is developing and know the need to supply planes capable of providing cover for armored vehicles that the United States and Germany pledged at the beginning of the month, a decision that led to criticism not only from the Kremlin, but from the Secretary General of NATO and European Union member Hungary. Western weapons have proven essential to Ukraine's defense, while stoking ever higher tensions with Moscow. Amid the news of the Western pledges of heavy tanks, Russia bombarded Ukraine with exploding drones and artillery shells. The attacks continued Saturday when Russian missiles struck the city of Kostyantynivka in eastern Ukraine's Donetsk province. The fighting has largely been deadlocked over the past months, with winter conditions slowing down ground operations and neither side reporting significant progress. I'm Sarah Naffa.
The head of German arms maker Rheinmetall has told Reuters that the company is ready to greatly boost the output of tank and artillery munitions to satisfy strong demand in Ukraine and may start producing HIMARS multiple rocket launchers in Germany. The news comes just days before Germany's defense industry bosses are scheduled to meet new defense minister Boris Pistorius for the first time, though the exact date has yet to be announced. Pistorius aims to kick off talks on how to speed up weapons procurement and boost ammunition supplies in the long term. Former Army Chief Peter Pavel won the Czech Republic's presidential election on Saturday after a campaign featuring strong backing for NATO and the European Union and support for aid to Ukraine. From Washington, this is VOA News. Children from Brazil's indigenous Yanomami people were airlifted to hospitals in northern Brazil on Saturday, suffering from malnutrition and acute diseases after the Brazilian government declared a medical emergency in Yanomami territory last week. The president of the Yanomami District Indigenous Health Council, Junior Yanomami, spoke to Reuters.
O povo Yanomami, durante quatro anos, a gente só vivemos chorar. Comunidade de luto, comunidade e crianças doente. A gente já...
He said the Yanomami people, for 4 years, we have only been crying, the community mourning, sick children, and for many times we asked for help, and it didn't come. Officials called the crisis a genocide, blaming the administration of former President Jair Bolsonaro for the neglect. The Yanomami Reservation has been invaded by illegal gold miners for decades, but incursions multiplied after Bolsonaro won office in 2018, promising to allow mining on previously protected lands. Former President Donald Trump has kicked off his 2024 White House bid with a stop in New Hampshire on Saturday. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Former President Trump says it's good to be back in New Hampshire.
We're starting right here. As a candidate for president,
he blasted a decision by the Democratic National Committee to make South Carolina the first primary state, replacing Iowa and the Granite State, noting Joe Biden did poorly in the New Hampshire primary in 2020.
Humiliating fifth place defeat, and now he's taking a revenge on the voters of your state.
And Trump says he's doing well in the polls, and he's confident he will beat any Democrat.
These are radical left people. I think in many cases they're Marxists and communists.
He's announcing campaign leaders in New Hampshire and in South Carolina. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Authorities in California say three people were killed and four others wounded in a shooting at a multi-million-dollar short-term rental home in Los Angeles on Saturday. The shooting happened just after 2:30 a.m. in the upscale Beverly Crest neighborhood. Police say two people who were shot were taken to the hospital in private vehicles. Two others were transported by ambulance. This is at least the sixth mass shooting in California this month. Sweden's foreign ministry on Saturday warned Swedes in Turkey to avoid crowds and demonstrations following protests there over the burning of the Quran by a far-right politician in Stockholm last week. Turkey has suspended talks with Sweden and Finland on their applications to join NATO over the matter. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.